Moving the Iraqi economy from recovery to sustainable growth, that, according to the Wall Street Journal, is the title of a confidential U.S. document circulating in Washington. Reporter Neil King writes that the document is a blueprint for contracts with consulting firms that will carry out the economic transformation of Iraq alongside U.S. officials. Neil King, according to this blueprint, what would the Iraqi economy look like once it is transformed?
Well, let's say you jump ahead about 3 years, because that's kind of the time frame they're talking about. It would be largely privatized, according to this document. A lot of companies that were insolvent would be have essentially been dissolved. Those that were kind of prime for sale would have been sold to some sort of strategic investors. And they're even contemplating the kind of mid-range to do some sort of mass privatization, similar to what we saw in Russia and places like that, sometimes to rather mixed success. There would also be, they say, a full, efficient, modern stock market with traders trading things robustly on the stock exchange, including shares in these companies. And there would be a new, completely revamped tax system. They would have completely swapped the currency for a new one, which they plan to do, according to this thing, even by this summer. We'll have to see if that actually comes to pass. But it would be something, I suppose, roughly in the American image.
Now, who actually has prepared this document, and how serious is it? Is this actually U.S. policy?
Well, that's a good point. There's so much in all of this that is both hypothetical and a little bit pie in the sky. And this document was drafted primarily by the U.S. Agency for International Development, various economists there, many of which also worked helping things in Poland and Eastern Europe, et cetera, in the early 90s, with the help of Treasury Department officials. So we'll see. I mean, as to whether this comes to pass, I think in the end, much of it's going to run up against the reality of what the Iraqi people want and the incoming Iraqi government. And the U.S. government has certainly never tried, in our time anyway, to pull off anything remotely this ambitious in any other country.
Now, this would be done largely without the World Bank or the International Monetary Fund or international organizations. It would be essentially a U.S. operation.
Again, that is a changing picture. This document has almost no mention of those sorts of bodies. There is, on the other hand, some talk of wanting the World Bank and the IMF to go in there to at least do some early assessment work. And I think the U.S. is bound to want the money that would flow through those organizations and therefore would have to have some of their help.
Let's cut to the chase here. This document talks about privatizing the state-dominated economy of Iraq. That would mean privatizing, presumably, the oil industry. Who would own it?
Yeah, that obviously is by far the most inflammatory part of the whole concept. What they're talking about, it seems, is the possibility of privatizing at least parts of the whole sector, which would mean, you know, starting off with gas stations and things like that. As to who would actually end up owning a privatized oil system, it's very hard to guess, but if you're really going to privatize it, it would have to go in large part to the big oil companies, which are in part American.
Who are the consultants who are going to get this contract work to oversee this process in Iraq?
At the moment, what they've decided to do is sort of split it in half and give half of it in a sole source manner to Bearing Point, which is the old KPMG consulting, which will do some of the work in the central bank and in the various ministries. The other part is going to be put out to an expedited, limited competition that's already drawn a fair bit of controversy in Congress in the previous contracts let, that would then be the likes of IBM, Booz Allen Hamilton, Deloitte and Touche, these other kind of accounting consulting firms.
Neil King, thank you very much for talking with us.
Pleasure to be here.
Reporter Neil King of the Wall Street Journal.